Today with Dr. Kim Anderson, of course, Oklahoma State University, a grain market economist. And Kim, today at the canola conference, you talked about the relationship between wheat and canola, because obviously our canola production in our state is all tied back to our winter wheat and the potential of a rotation between the two crops.
Yeah, I got that both canola and wheat prices from 1991 to present. During that entire period, canola price was always higher than the wheat price. And when you calculate the percentage on the average of canola versus wheat, canola is about 35% higher than the wheat price consistently all the way across that 20 to 25-year period. So if you want to calculate a canola price, take your wheat price, multiply it by 1.35, and you pretty much got the canola pegged.
Of course, it costs a little bit more to raise canola because of some input costs, some extra management you've got and everything. But yet, assuming yields are somewhere close to one another over the years, bottom line, it sounds like canola may make, make dollars, not just cents.
Yeah, if you look at it, canola costs about 20% more to produce than wheat. If you look at the average prices, we talked about 30, 35, 36%. On the average, canola will increase your net revenue around 45 to 65%, depending on the location in the state and the field conditions. So, yes, it costs more. Yes, canola is a little more risk, but that's that risk return, that economists talked about. The higher the risk, normally the higher the return. So you may have a little more volatility there, but over the long haul, canola is going to outperform wheat. And canola, and why it outperforms wheat, is because when you raise canola, your wheat yields increase. And like a wheat canola 50-50 rotation, you're going to get about a 15% increase in your wheat yields year in, year out. A wheat canola rotation, you're going to get about a 10% increase in wheat yields.
So, you know, as you think about, you know, trying to include this type of extra management and this additional crop in your rotation of your fields, as you think about, you know, trying to manage all of that, there's some value to doing that extra work.
Yeah, and you know, it's a timing issue. When you go into canola production, you're going to have some different equipment. You're going to have to, if you harvest yourself, you're going to have to get some harvesting equipment. There's some investment there in both equipment. There's investment in time and the learning curve, a steep learning curve. You know, producers that started it, produced for the first time for the 14 crop, I mean, that was a disaster. So timing comes in here, and they're not feeling very good about their decision. Producers that started in 11 and 12, where you had good canola crops, and it increased the wheat crops, they're feeling good about it. So there's some risk there, which we talked about. There's some increased investment, some investment requirements in both equipment and knowledge. But the numbers show that if you do that, if you go through that, that you're going to get about a 50% increase in revenue over years from your canola and wheat crops.
And that relationship of wheat to canola, the price relationship, that's all about, obviously, it's a little bit of a different crop, obviously. You got a grain crop versus an oilseed crop.
There's differences in the crop, but I think there's a lot of likeness in between the two. You know, you plant them about the same time. You've got to check them. You've got to watch them for you. The soil fertility may be a little more critical with the canola and watching the soil fertility. The canola is, I think, more difficult to harvest because you windrow it and then you got to let it dry out. And that canola seed, you might as well buy stock and duct tape because you've got to duct tape every hole because that stuff looks for a place to escape. So, yeah, canola requires more investment, more time, more knowledge, and more work, but it's got higher payoff. And it increases the return from wheat. That's the good thing. From your wheat, it increases your wheat net return, too.